This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Fernanda Rodriguez. Date of birth, February 27, 2015. Case ID number is 783-5203. Date of exam, March 21, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire. And the informant is the mother, whose name is Cynthia Landaverde. Identifying information, this is a 9-year, 3-week-old female who presented with her mother, who is presently separated from her husband, for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of asthma, comma, anxiety, comma, and left-hand deformity secondary to a burn. The mother is presently unemployed and stays home as a housewife to care for 4 other siblings. There were 5 siblings, however, the oldest one has left the home. She takes care of all 4 of the siblings at this time. She lives in a housing development apartment, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits for Fernanda Rodriguez at this time. The mother states that she does have 2 other children on disability as well. Allegations, number 1, asthma, number 2, anxiety, number 3, left-hand deformity secondary to burn. History of allegations, number 1, asthma. The mother states that at birth, the claimant started to develop problems with bronchitis and allergies. She was diagnosed at 6 months of age with asthma. The claimant states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 1 block, comma, climbing 2 flights of stairs, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, and with seasonal changes. She states nobody in the family smokes. The last time the claimant went to the emergency room was in 2023, where she went in as an outpatient in the emergency room but was sent home. She's never been hospitalized or intubated for her condition. She's been given inhalers and steroids that she uses to control the asthma. She was diagnosed with allergy-induced asthma. She is presently taking Flonase nasal spray QD in each nostril, Montelukast 5 milligrams, POQD, albuterol sulfate 2.5 milligrams / 3 milliliters of the 0.083% solution every 4 to 6 hours for severe respiratory problems, and Flovent 2 puffs BID. The mother states that she has been pretty much well controlled with this medication. Allegation number 2, anxiety. The mother states that since September of 2023, she has developed anxiety. The mother states that she has no sadness, comma, or crying spells, comma. The mother denies any violent acts, comma, homicidal acts, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, poor appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, comma, anger, comma, poor hygiene, comma, or poor grooming at this time. The mother states, however, that the claimant occasionally takes a bath every other day. She suffers from anxiety and panic attacks and is very nervous. The mother notices that she has a tendency to bite her nails and appears to be a chronic obsession with biting her fingers. The mother has also noted that she cannot stand still and appears to be very talkative, almost to the point of just being extremely nervous. The patient was cooperative and pleasant and appeared to be very happy at this interview. Her mental status and general appearance were normal. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire. As noted earlier, she was cooperative and had very good eye contact with me and was alert. She was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her mannerisms appeared to be normal. Her speech rate, clarity, speech tone, and vocabulary appeared to be appropriate for her age group. And her memory was normal. Her thought processes were also normal. The mother states that she denies her having any hallucinations, seeing shadows or hearing voices. She has never had any suicidal thoughts or attempts. She is presently on escitalopram, 5 milligrams POQD, which appears to be controlling her symptoms. And the mother also states that the claimant is is in the third grade and in a normal classroom where she is making B's and C's, and she is very responsible in doing her homework every day. At this time, she's being treated and appears to be stable with her anxiety. She appeared to be a normal child at this visit. Allegation number three, left hand deformity. The mother states that when the claimant was about 8 months of age, she burned her left hand with a curling iron and developed a left hand deformity. The mother states by the time that she was 9 months, she was better. She had multiple steroid injections placed in her hand, along with five surgeries to release adhesions and scarring of her left hand. She was diagnosed with a left scar burn with mild contracture of the left palm area. The claimant has no symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, or any kind of pain at all. She is not receiving therapy at this time and did not receive therapy in the past. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 4 hours, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, button her clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time. She occasionally does have difficulties with zippers and tying her shoelaces and has a tendency to use the left hand as little as possible secondary to the injury. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Oralia Martinez. She is presently on ibuprofen, 300 milligrams QID. PRN is needed for pain. And the claimant enjoys writing, coloring, and using her hands actually a lot at this time. For activities that she likes to do on her free time. her condition appears to be stable, and she is able to function well with that hand. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant is often clumsy and has hard stools and constipation. The mother states that she rarely or never has headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, comma, shakiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, soiling, comma, bedwetting slash day wetting, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, poor appetite, comma, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The child lives with her family in a small little apartment. She goes to school every morning, and she comes back home to do her homework. She likes to color, write, and play occasionally with friends. The claimant is not a loner, and she does have some friends. She does not have frequent fights with peers, adults, or siblings at this time. She's a very pleasant young lady and appears to be easy to get along with. She enjoys going to school and socializing. Developmental milestones. The mother states that the claimant was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age and an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age. She sat alone without support at 9 months, crawled at 9 months, walked without support at 10 months, said her first words at 2 years, said her first sentences at 4 years, self-dressed without help at 5 years, was bladder trained during the day at 2.5 years, bladder trained during the night at 3 years, and bowel trained at 3 years. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently had temper tantrums, comma, was distractible, comma, enjoyed being held, comma, enjoyed the surrounding environment, comma, was active, comma, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first 3 years of life, she sometimes cried and had temper tantrums. Also, during the first 3 years of life, the child rarely had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces, was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, and rarely engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior. Birth history. The mother states that the baby was born at Edinburgh Hospital Medical Center. She delivered 1 week prior to the expected delivery date. She was an induced delivery and considered a high-risk pregnancy at that time. But the mother was in labor for 6 hours. However, the mother states that the delivery was not aided by instruments, was not a cesarean section, was a one-baby birth, and that the claimant was not jaundiced or blue at the time of delivery. She was not given oxygen and placed in an incubator, and the physicians told her at that time that there was nothing wrong with the baby. The baby's weight was 5 pounds, 3 ounces, and the mother states that the length was considered normal, but she did not remember what the length was. The mother as well as the baby stayed in the hospital for 2 days, and then they were dismissed home. Past history, asthma, comma, anxiety, comma, left hand deformity of the palmar area, secondary to a burn at 8 months of age, major surgeries. The claimant has had 5 surgeries of the left hand to release adhesions and contracture, which were performed at 8 months of age. They appeared to have been minor surgeries at that time. Social history. Nobody in the family smokes at this time. There is nobody in the family who drinks alcoholic beverages. However, the mother states that the claimant's father was an alcoholic, but he no longer lives with the family members at this time. There is nobody in the family with delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. There is nobody in the family who uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There's nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or sexually transmitted diseases. The family lives in an apartment, and the mother takes care of 4 siblings. 1 sibling has already left. She does not work at this time. She's a full-time housewife. She does have 2 other children on disability as well. Family history. The father is 43 and in good health. The mother is 47 and also in good health at this time. There is nobody in the family with malformations or any congenital deformities. Medications. Escitalopram, 5 milligrams QD. Flonase, nasal spray, QD in each nostril. Ibuprofen, 100 milligrams. 300 milligrams, Q 6 to 8 hours, PRN is needed for pain. Montelukast, 5 milligrams, POQD. Albuterol sulfate, 2.5 milligrams / 3 milliliters of 0.083% solution as a nebulizer, Q 4 to 6 hours, PRN is needed. Flovent, 2 puffs, BID. Allergies, generalized allergies, but no allergies to any medications. Physical exam, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 86 pounds, height 56 inches tall. BP 110 over 70 mmHg, heart rate 81 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 99%. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 90 percentile for height according to age, and 90 percentile for her weight according to age. General, the claimant is a 9-year-old, well-nourished and well-developed female in no acute distress. Could you please drop down to after HEENT, Snell and Vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, there is a 5-centimeter palmar left scar where the claimant had a burn, which has healed, and she has also had 5 surgeries to release any kind of contracture that she has of that area. The claimant is able to make a full fist, oppose, pinch, and grip at +5/5 without any problems. Could you drop down to after neurological? The claimant appears to be normal. without any signs of anxiety at this time. She is on medication, which appears to be controlling her symptoms. She also appears to be a normal 9-year-old female at this time. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. She does have some scarring of the left hand, but has full function and a grip of +5/5. There was no physical evidence indicating any side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate for her age. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis number one, asthma. Dash being treated at this time, normal physical exam. The claimant appears to be very well controlled and is taking her medications. Allegation number two, anxiety, dash, being treated at this time, normal physical exam. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well. She does have a habit of biting her fingers, but she did not do this while she was in my office. Allegation number three, left hand deformity, confirmed with physical examination, which appears to be well healed. The claimant does have full range of motion of her fingers and hands and has a grip of +5/5 and is able to pinch opposed fingers and make a full closed fist without any problems. She also denies any pain at this time. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Fernanda Rodriguez.